A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Peches, Shabbos 88A, pagination page 175, dealing with Maimed Har Sinai, the revelation at Sinai. Says the Gemara. We'll start from about 28 lines up from the bottom. At the end of a line, at a two dots, Darash Rebbe. Darash Rebbe Simoi, Rabbi Simoi taught us. B'sha shektimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma. When the Jewish people proceeded, we will do before we will hear. The famous nasa v'nishma, that it's out of order logically. First you have to hear and then you could do. And they said, no, we're going to do. We're guaranteed, we're going to do. Now let's hear what you need from us, what mitzvahs we're supposed to be doing. 600,000 malachim came, l'chalechad ve'echad Yisrael, one for each one of Klal Yisrael, kashul l'shnei ksarim, and granted him two crowns, echad k'neged nasa ve'echad k'neged nishma, a crown for nasa, a crown for nishma, because that was an act of greatness. V'kemet shechatu Yisrael, and when the Jewish people sinned by the eagle, yardu me'a ve'esrim ribo malachim chavola uparkum, 120,000 malachim had to come and take them away, one for each crown. Now, if you do the math, it's a little odd that on the way in to give them two crowns, it only required 600,000 malachim. On the way out to take away the two crowns, it required 120 malachim, literally one for each crown. It seems like suddenly the crowns, I don't know, they're heavier or something on the way out. But we find this concept that for a person to grow, be blessed, there's such a thing as it's easier to a certain extent, and to be downgraded from Hashem. For Hashem to downgrade somebody, that's a very difficult thing to do, and requires more energy, so to speak. We find it by the Akedah. The only way you could sacrifice Yitzchak is if Avram gets a revelation directly from Hashem. But the communication that he should not shecht Yitzchak comes from an angel. Comes from a lesser communication. And that was enough to tell him not to do it. So you do see an interesting difference here between building in terms of the blessing and taking away blessing. Let's drop down to about 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, B'shar shiktimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma. When Klal Yisrael preceded the word nasa, we will do, to the word nishma, we will listen. Yad sabasko v'amra, a voice came out and said, Mi gila levonai razeh, who revealed this secret to my children, shemalachi asheris mishtam shembo, that the angels work with such a concept, Dichsiv, as it says about the angels, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Gibor HaKoach Osei Devaro, they do Hashem's will, L'shmoa B'kol Devaro, and then they listen. Bereisha Osei V'hada L'shmoa, first they do, they're committed, and then they actually listen in order to implement that commitment. And that concept, which exists by the angels, because angels are literally created in order to do a mission, so obviously they have the ability to do that mission. The Jews, at the time of Matan Torah, recognized that Hashem would give them the wherewithal to do the mitzvahs. And we have many religions that look at Judaism, or I should say, they look at what they call the Old Testament, or the Bible, whatever, and they say, 613 mitzvahs, no one can keep it! And that's their attitude, and that's a proverbial comment. And the people who actually do keep it, they do it. They're not sure what the issue is. The difference, of course, is that Hashem gives the blessing and the wherewithal to be able to accomplish it. Amr Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Rav Chama said, "My dechsiv, this is the pasuk, ketapuach ba'atzei hayar, that we are like apples. Lama nishu Yisrael tapuach, why are we like a tapuach? Lama lachma tapuach zapir yokodem la'olav, the fruit comes before the leaves. Af Yisrael ektimu nasa l'nishma, so the Jews did it out of order. Why would it be fruit before the leaves? Usually leaves come first, and then comes fruit. Out of order, that's what we compare to the tapuach. Now, I translated tapuach as apple, because that's the traditional, classic translation of tapuach. But in reality, Tosfos says that this symbolism doesn't exist. We don't find it by the apple that the fruit should be there before the leaves. And Tosfos says that the word tapuach in this case refers to the esrig. The esrig is a fruit that stays on the tree, could stay on the tree from year to year. It just grows a little bigger. And therefore, Tosfos says that the esrig of last year precedes the leaves of this year. And what you see from this Tosfos, from the Rishonim, is that the way to learn the kind of illustrative analogy that we find, for example, in Perek Shira, is sometimes a snapshot in creation. It doesn't mean it's always the fruit before the leaves. It's that they found a snapshot and said, this is symbolic of Naaseh V'Nishma. The Gemara continues in the middle of the third line up. Ha'u tzeduki, there was a tzeduki, dechazi l'rava. He saw a rava to come a'ayim b'shmaita that he was learning. V'yasfa etzba'osa didei tusekaro. And he had his finger, his hand, underneath his leg. V'kamayitz b'hu. And without realizing, he was pressuring it, he was stressing it. V'kamavan etzba'edoma. And blood was actually coming out of his finger. What we in Yiddish call arangiton in learning. The person was so devoted, passionate in learning. Amalei, so the tzeduki, this anti-traditional Judaism person, said, Amo peziza, you're a hasty nation, dekatmisu pamaychu l'udnaychu, because your words speak before your ears. Akati pachazuzaychu kaimaisu, you're still acting like that. Because he says this is your pattern. Bereshi bai luchul mishma. You should first listen. Imatzisu kablisu. If I'm able to do the Torah, each mitzvah I should analyze. Is this something I can do? A lot of rational thought. Ve'ilo lo kablisu. And if not, you know, if shatnis is too hard, I'll say no. Rava says you got it all wrong. That's not how Torah works. Amalei anan onto the second side. Disaginan b'shleimusa. We who work with shleimus, with trust, with completeness in our relationship with Hashem. Ksiv bon, it says about us, Tumas Yisharim Tanchein. Tumas Yisharim Tanchein. The completion, the complete open relationship of the righteous ones leads them. We trust Hashem. And we trust Hashem. And therefore we're able to say yes. Because we know, either he won't give us things we can't handle, or if he gives us things we can't, he'll give us the strength and the wherewithal to be able to handle it. Let's squeeze in, drop down towards the bottom of the page, one more topic about the revelation. To find it, count up from the bottom about 15. At the beginning of a line it says, Ela Sheshonim, and then a two dots. Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught, Kol dibur v'dibur sheyatzem mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word that came out from Hashem's mouth, kabiyachol, yatzes ha'nishmas shel Yisrael, the Jewish people lost their souls. It was too overwhelming. Shenema, nafshi yatza b'dabro, my soul went out when he spoke. U'me'achah shemidibur rishin yatzes ha'nishmas, and asked the Gemara if they lost their neshama by the first statement. The beginning of the next line, Dibur Sheni Heyach Kiblu. So how did they accept the next one? How were they still alive? What happened? Answers the Gemara, Horital, Hashem granted the do, She'asad Lahachios B'mesim, that He's going to use for Tchias HaMesim, for the resurrection of the dead, V'Echiyosam, and He used it to bring them back to life. Just as proverbial water, you add it to a wilting plant, it perks up. So there's this concept that Hashem has a special do, whatever that actually means, if it's figurative, but there's an energy that Hashem has in the world, which He calls tal, do, and He can bring people back to life. Shenemar, and that's the pasuk, Geshem nidarvos tanif Elokim, nachaloscha v'nilo atachonanta. Jewish people were weary, they were exhausted, they actually passed out from the revelation, but Hashem used a devotional rain to bring them back. One comment over here, you'll notice that in order to do Tchias HaMesim in Mashiach's times, it's called Tal, do. But the pasuk in Tehillim that describes Har Sinai, bringing them back to life, uses the word geshem, rain. Now, even though I understand they're both water and it's both symbolic of bringing back to life, what's the difference between using the wording of dew as opposed to using the wording of rain? So in Perek Shira, the Mefarshim say that the difference between dew and rain is symbolically whether we had to give a contribution. Dew is that Hashem grants it. It's necessary for creation to sustain, and we don't have to make a contribution. In contrast to rain, that we understand, rain is evaporation from one part of the earth, the ocean, the water, and then it rains in a different spot. But humanity, so to speak, earth, made a contribution. At the end of days, when Hashem brings resurrection, Hashem doesn't owe us anything. It's due. It's a generosity to bring us back to life. But at the time of Har Sinai, the thing that brought them to lose their souls was their dedication to Hashem. It's kaviyachol, it appears from the way the pasuk is worded. It's almost like Hashem felt, I owe you one. I owe you to save you, because this was totally from your devotion. Nasa v'nishma, that you arrived at this position and you're in crisis, I have to save you. Fascinating difference in wording between Tal and Geshem. Yashikoach, have a great day.